Blog Talk Radio.
This is Through the Eyes of the Black Woman with your host, Salida.
Of the Black Woman. Again, this is our second night, and I told you I was going to try something different. And I've been working on this sort of little series, doing some videos on the ideal of being a Black woman and how do I see things. So I thought the name of Through the Eyes of the Black Woman would be a great name of a show. So I'm hoping everybody has gotten all your Christmas shopping out the way, doing your Christmas parties. I hope you guys are being safe. Don't do anything you're going to regret when you wake up in the morning that next day. But I'm hoping everyone is having a safe and fun holidays. Tonight we're going to talk about, and I hope I'm not too late, because Christmas is not here just yet. And also, I was thinking about January the 1st. Then, as you know, according to the news, you know, the Mayan calendar says that December 21st, the world is supposed to end. 2012, we'll see. I'm not betting on it. This coming Friday, so if you haven't had all your Christmas shopping out the way, by then, oh boy, you're in trouble. Just be careful out there, please. It's so much crazy stuff going on now, and we really, 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 really have to take care of each other. Family and friends are out visiting, enjoying the holidays. That's what it's about. But you guys, we have to not overlook. We really need not to overlook the people who don't have anyone to look forward to hanging out with and doing things with. So tonight I wanted to kind of focus on and discuss holiday blues, winter blues, and depression. Because I myself suffer from depression, not because of the holidays, but it's just something I suffer from the military, PTSD, so it's all kind of ties in together. And I thought it would be interesting to kind of look for some information. So first of all, I'm going to talk about the sources where I got this information for, because I always like to give the credit to the sources. I've got information from Indianapolis, recorder.com. It's a health article. I've got ourweekly.com. And I also have from umm.edu information about depression. This might be the same, but I think it's kind of looking at it from a different angle. And this last one, I think it was from Essence. So I want to give those people credit for this information, first and foremost, because I think that's the best way you started out. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to start out with the article from... It's called How to Overcome the Holiday Blues, and this is from the Indianapolis Recorder.com. And this was posted last year, December 20th, 2011. And it says the holidays might seem like a time when worries can be put aside and people can relax, take time off from work, and enjoy the season. Unfortunately, this is not the case for many as stress, anxiety, and even depression can often take over when the holiday season comes around, which I indicated that earlier. Now, when you add everything up, shorter days, financial concerns, loneliness, time pressures, family problems, and setting expectations too high can all lead to what many term is the holiday blues. Seasonal affective disorder, which is SAD, and I'm hoping you guys are familiar with that, is a type of depression that only occurs same time every year, and can also result in depression and feeling blue during the winter months. Now, some of the things, some ways you can cope with stress of the holiday season. This can include keeping expectations manageable and setting realistic goals. Okay, for instance, if you invite 10 people over, and out of those 10 people, you have to have 10 gifts. You don't have to go all out and get them gifts. You can get something simple. And you know what? The invention of gift cards are the best thing to get. It's less stress. You can put it, you know, once you set the table during dinner time, you can sit their presents right there by their napkin or up under their glass or, you know, somewhere cute and next to their plates or whatever. Or put them in the stockings if you have stockings displayed. There, I mean, I think those will be a great stress-free type of gift. Everybody gets the same, might from different places, but they are gift cards. It says, doing something for someone else, such as volunteering at a shelter or wrapping an elderly person's holiday gifts, is a way you can deal with stress. Enjoying activities that are free. You know, they have parades. They have all kinds of, I know they have here Natchitoches Lights, Natchitoches, Louisiana, because I'm in Louisiana. We have the Natchitoches Christmas Lights. I mean, that's nice to go to. They have, like, 12 days of Christmas all through the city. You know, those, that, I mean, that sounds like that's a great thing to go to. That doesn't have to cost you, I mean, that's not going to cost you any money. And you can take the family and friends with you that are out of town. Spending time with supportive or caring people. Saving time for yourself, you know, get some time to sit back and maybe reflect a little bit. Don't spend too much time reflecting because then the depression starts to kick in. Limiting alcohol consumption. Let's understand the thing about alcohol. Alcohol can make you depressed. I'm a living witness of that. Alcohol slows down everything. It's a mellowness. And sometimes when it slows down everything, it makes you start to think. And that time alone doesn't matter anymore. The liquor will bring all the old stuff back to you or memories. I remember when I was in Germany, it was the first time I was away from my son because my son was here in the States. And it was, I think that's like the first time I was introduced to E&J and Coke, E&J Brandy and Coke. And my girlfriends, my roommates, we were sitting around, and we start drinking, and we start talking about home. One of my friends was from Philadelphia. One was from Alabama. I was from Louisiana and all over the place, and we're sitting around talking about a family. And then all of a sudden, we start talking about our kids, and then we all start boo-cooing. So it gives you that feeling of, you know, boy, am I really away from home this long, and I'm this far? You know, so that kind of went through our mind at the time. So you learn how to limit your alcohol consumption. Mental health experts from Midtown Community Mental Health Center acknowledge that some level of stress is normal during holidays, but suggest when someone feels overwhelmed for an extended time, help should be sought. Chronic stress may be a trigger for certain anxiety disorders and other illnesses. So keep that in mind. In addition, post-holiday blues can also develop after the hustle and bustle of the holidays. Subsides. And families return to their living older relatives alone. You know, I mean, they're, return to their homes, leaving older relatives alone. You know, once you packed up, you went and stayed with grandma or mama, and she's used to being by herself. You guys go around and family and friends, and then it's time to go home after the holidays. So you have to look at the idea that you're leaving them alone. That's something to think about. If I'm not mistaken, I think my mom is going to Michigan or Georgia for the holidays, so she won't even be here, which is good. It says symptoms of depression include loss of enjoyment in daily activities, sleep disruption, loss of appetite, feeling sad or empty, guilt, and even thoughts of dying or suicide. And yes, this is the time when suicide rates do go high during this time of the year, every year. Stress can also be a very serious health issue. Headaches, upset stomachs, heart palpitations, and nervousness are all symptoms of stress. It says Julie Schmexbrook, a mental health expert, said that when left untreated, stress can also cause confusion, poor judgment, digestive problems, and suppressed immune system. It means when you get sick, you're all shut down, so nothing is working at that time. Okay, it's important for people to take a step back and put things in perspective. This seems to be especially important during the holiday season. With all the news about the economy being in trouble, it might also be wise to cut back and not overextend yourself. Put the credit card up. Gift cards. You can take $100 and buy 10 $10 gift certificates. Gift certificates or gift cards. Wipe it out. That's 10 people taken care of. Okay, it says, the holidays are typically seen as this wonderful time to be with your family and friends, but when it doesn't live up to this, it can result in feeling depressed or overwhelmed. Midtown Community Mental Health Center was established in 1969 as the first mental health center in Indiana. Midtown's philosophy of care stresses strength-based family and community-centered treatment. And this is just telling you about where the article came from. So as you can see on that article, what it said about stress, the things to do about stress, and this was from IndianapolisRecorder.com, okay? This was written last year. Now, let's talk about what OurWeekly.com says about stress. It says holiday season breeds feelings of loneliness and depression for some. Let's see. I want to see where I want to start to say. Okay, these are examples of different people who would have stress. It says, Terry B., who charged so much on her credit card that she'll probably wind up eating dinners of Cheerios for the next 6 months, she's depressed over the large debt she created. Also consider the plight of Cheryl M., a freshman college student stranded in Los Angeles for Christmas because she doesn't have the money to get home to Chicago. As we look at the holiday revelers sporting their reds, greens, and whites, the cherry colors we usually associate with Christmas, it is wise to remember that there are some who are seeing only the blues, the holiday blues, okay? Helen A. Mendez Love, Ph.D., formerly practiced in Los Angeles area but is now based near Houston. She has a doctorate from UCLA and has served on faculties at the University, Pepperdine University, and Hunter College of Social Work at the City University of New York. She is the author of several books, including the latest Reflections on the Upside of Aging. Now, Yolanda wanted a divorce and eventually left her husband. She loved him, recalled love, but she was very unhappy in the marriage. Initially, she felt good about the divorce, but she hadn't anticipated a change of mood over the holidays. And since she hadn't worked out whom she would spend time with during the holidays, she was not prepared for the realization that her ex would not be with her. The season only worked to reinforce her negative feelings. She learned to anticipate for the next year, said Love. So Yolanda hosted a dinner for some of her single friends who also had no one to spend the holidays with, which I think it's a great idea when you're single. You guys look at things differently when you're single because, I mean, you don't have that that extra person to, you know, that's in your life. Well, you might, some of you guys have boyfriends and still single, but, you know, he might want to go spend time with his family, and y'all decided to spend time alone. So I think that was a great idea for them to get together and spend time with each other since they didn't have anybody. I know when I was in Panama, when we had different holidays, and if I wasn't in the field, I would gather my single friends over, and when I gather my single friends over, we would all get together, and I would cook, and we would have a good time. So I think that's a great idea, and that's another way to deal with the stress. It says a lot of people are sad because they've lost a job or loved one or a relationship, or they've lost their health, said love. All of that contributes to the sadness around this time of the year. African Americans tend to have a high statistics in the loss of jobs and problems with health. Now, you heard that, okay? So we seem to be more stressed during this time than others. Depending on where one lives, she added, they may have to deal with a high incident of crime, which can add to the feeling of isolation and loneliness, okay? It says Los Angeles psychotherapist Doris G. Morgan agrees. She says, this year I would think that maybe more people will demonstrate the blues or minor depression, said Morgan, founder of Life Builders Counseling Services. I attribute that to economic situation that the country is going through, with so many people moving and going into new environments, looking for employment or to get away from conditions where they were before. I believe that blacks are affected more by holiday blues than any other group, which I said earlier. Many aspects of just being black, when our people dwell on what they have lost or what they think they will never regain, automatically leads to depression. So as you can see, we are the most depressed people during the holidays because, like she said, we have the highest rate of lost jobs, lost situations, people, relationships. You know, we go through a whole nother phenomenon when it comes to this time of the year, and it takes a toll on us. Now, I believe as far as suicide goes, I think whites probably commit suicide more than we do. But overall, it's saying that they commit suicide. Okay. Now, Well, I'm sorry, that didn't say that in the article. I said that. I don't want to mislead you guys. Okay. It says, I believe that blacks are affected more by holiday blues than any other group, she said. Many aspects of just being black, when our people dwell on what they have lost, what they think they will never regain, automatically leads to depression. Morgan says depression is a condition that can cause biological as well as mental symptoms. It's a sense that you are living a hopeless life and there is nothing in the future that will change. You see everything as hopeless. When you talk to people who are depressed, you can try to cheer them up, but they will always have a but. Depending on the severity of depression, Morgan says, she may involve a client with a psychiatrist. Because the psychiatrist is a medical doctor who can prescribe meds. While the psychiatrist is working on the medical side, I am on the psychological and behavioral side. Mental Health America, formerly the National Mental Health Association, reports that there are numerous reasons people fall into a funk during the season. And they range from fatigue to financial challenges to family problems or pining for deceased loved ones. People often hold on to what they remember as an ideal holiday from years gone by and are unable to reproduce it, said Jill Rochweiser, MD, Director of Community Psychiatric at the University of Maryland Medical Center, in an article on the center's website called Beating the Holiday Blues. There are also expectations around the holidays that everything must be perfect, and perfection is, of course, rarely obtainable. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a break, and we shall return.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. You see me around the neighborhood, and you've told me I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. My teacher tells me in this country, we could grow up and be whatever we want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
To help fight hunger in central Louisiana and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org.
We will return with Through the Eyes of the Black Woman with your host, Salida.
Ah!
brought you guys. You know that was Michael Jackson, and that was the extended version of They Don't Really Care About Us. As you know, Michael Jackson has went on to the next plane. okay. So let's continue our conversation talking about, and you're here listening to Through the Eyes of the Black Woman. And tonight's episode, we're talking about holiday blues and depression and how it affects the black woman. Okay, it says right here, commonly experienced, and we're talking with, I'm discussing from ourweekly.com. It says, holiday season breeds feelings of loneliness and depression for some. It says, to many, the reasons for holiday blues seem to be varied as the number of people on the planet. According to the paper by Mental Health America titled Holiday Depression and Stress, many factors can cause a holiday blues: stress, fatigue, unrealistic expectations, over-commercialization, financial constraints, and the inability to be with family and friends. The demands of shopping parties, family reunions, and house guests can also contribute to the feeling of tension. Now, just imagine, like I use the number 20. You've got 20 guests coming over. Okay, everybody needs a place to stay. Some has hotels. If you got room in your house, you only got a three-bedroom house, so you know you have to pull out the fold-out couches. You got to pull out the sleeping bags. You got to pull out the inflatable mattresses, and you're trying to make sure everybody's in place. You want to, first of all, make sure the house is clean and presentable. Make sure there's enough towels in the house. Make sure there's enough everything. And it is, as a woman, as the wife of the house, because most of the time you're doing all the work, unless you got little helpers, like some of the kids. You're doing everything. You're making everything, you know, because you got to think. Maybe dad didn't take off for work so that he could help with the company. So you're by yourself doing everything. You had opportunity to take off, so you did. Or you're still working, and you come home in the evening time knowing that you got guests coming in that weekend, that you got to get the house prepared for your guests and that you make sure that they're comfortable. That's stressful. Making sure there's enough food in the house, so you make sure you spend an extra couple of $100 on groceries than normal, especially when you're on a tight budget. So you know you have a house full of people for at least a week, maybe two, of people, so you know you have to have enough of everything to go around, and you're feeding these people every day, so you know you have to accommodate. January, most of the time, by January, you know, okay, I spent too much on this out of my budget, I've got to do this to make sure that it covers everything else. To me, I think it's too much for us to be doing. I think we over-exaggerate, and like it says in the article, we over-commercialize everything, and we always have to sensationalize everything just so that you can make everybody comfortable. Yes, it's once a year, but it can be devastating that one year. Every year it can be devastating because you're looking to do better each year when it comes to who can do the best. You don't want to concentrate on that. You want to make sure everybody's enjoying themselves. And maybe sometimes it's truthful to say, you know what, I can't do this year. Things are not like it was last year. You know, I'm not getting paid that much, so I can't do the things I used to do. So I only can do this. When you lay out what you can do, I think it's easier to deal with, or don't have your expectations so high. You know, I think if you explain to your family, they don't have to know all your business, but you guys, if you come down this time, you're going to have to accommodate some kind of way. You're going to have to get a hotel room. You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to bring your own towels. You're going to have to bring, even though it sounds crazy to say to them, but I think it's a good thing to do, to let them know up front, you know, things are not the same like it was last year. I didn't get that same bonus, Christmas bonus check that would have carried me over. So this is how I'm going to do my Christmas this year. And despite all the materialistic things that go with Christmas, the idea that you're with family and friends, that's important. And maybe because we do focus too much on those things that are not really, you know, should be important, but it is to a certain extent, that we forget that it's time to be with family and friends, okay? Now, it says, and the fact is that even more people experience holiday letdown after January 1st. according to the paper, a condition known as post-holiday blues. Reality, I think reality sits in after January 1st. You wake up January 2nd and, oh, my God, it's a new year. And you're like, oh, God, I've got to, for the next 6 months, I've got to pay off all this stuff that I've accumulated. And it says, but there's a stranger condition occurs in some who suffer mentally with the seasons changed. And as we said earlier, it's called this seasonal affective disorder, which is SAD. The problem results from being exposed to fewer hours of sunlight as the days shorten during the winter months. As treatment, some clinicians offer phototherapy, which involves a few hours of exposure to intense light or early morning sunlight to be effective. Isn't that amazing? That is a, I mean, come on. Wow. It says, holiday blues is fairly common, says Tanika Jackson, a licensed clinical psychologist who specializes in working with adolescents. Her practice, which is located in Westwood, is called Reframing Differences. But she does a lot of community mental health work. I've seen it more in residential settings where children were separated from their families as wards of the court or in foster families, said Jackson. I've also seen it in people who didn't have a good relationship with their families or if they lost loved ones, because the holidays reminded them of what they were missing in their lives. The holidays usually symbolize togetherness and family, so that may be made it difficult for them. And like I said earlier, that's what ties it together. All the other stuff is really not important. Family and friends are. And it's not always that you, there could be a misunderstanding with family. You move on. You don't get upset about it. You move on. You have to. I mean, you can't stop living. Even though you wish things will be better, you have to move on. And that's what your friends come into place with. Even though they can't substitute family, but you know what? You can find friends that are just like friends. The other scenario is where people live away from their families. They might have moved to another state or may be estranged, so they are not close to their families. Rather than it being a happy time for them, it's a lonely time. You know, you get a new job, you're single, and you move away to the new place. You know, you're in a new state, a new atmosphere, everybody's new to you, and you wind up spending your holidays alone because, you know, you don't have any friends, you don't have anybody around, so you do have to, you go through that time. I mean, that's not normal, but it's normal. And you don't have anybody to sit and talk with or whatever. Go to a restaurant. Go to the local, I hate to say, pub or bar. I hate to say that. Be careful when you do that. But, I mean, in the city, you know, you have other places you can go and hang out and meet people. In the, when you're in a rural area or a country, it's not the same. Or a small city or small town. It says, Jackson recalled the case of a 16-year-old African-American young lady from a residential facility or group home. And as she mentioned earlier, foster care and group homes, they don't have family. So most of the time the attendees or the residential people who are there taking care of them is their family. And if you're in that type of job, why don't you make them feel like your family to them? You know, spend time with them. Bring them something to eat if you can. You know, do something nice for them. Over the years, she had gone to various foster homes, but they didn't work, said Jackson. Then they placed her in a residential facility. Her mother was addicted to drugs, and there was a lot of physical abuse, which was why the reason she was taken away. But it's interesting with children that they always have a connection with their family no matter how they were treated. They always long for that love. So around the holidays, she would act out more because she was sad and angry that she could not be with her family. We would see an increase in her negative behavior, fighting, throwing furniture, yelling, the use of profanity, but it always happened around the holidays. The last time I worked with her, she was turning 18 and leaving the group home, so I lost contact with her. So hopefully things have changed in our household and she's able to connect back with her family. Okay, from time to time, it says from the time we are children, we start to build up expectations of what Christmas should be. In the media, we see perfect images of family, friends, food, parties, and gifts. What we fail to see is that these are only staged scenes. We may all aspire to be Martha Stewart, but in reality, we're probably closer to Irma Bombeck. What we have to realize is that there's nothing wrong with falling short of perfection. Okay? I think that's very interesting on that one. Very, very interesting. Okay. Let me see if I want to change. Okay. I'm going to take another break real quick here, and then we'll be back.
You're listening to Through the Eyes of the Black Woman.
All right, we are back with Through the Eyes of the Black Woman, and we're discussing the holiday blues and how to beat them. Now we're going to talk about an article called Beating the Holiday Blues, and this is from UMMEDU, which is the, I'm trying to figure out, University of Maryland School of Medicine, I'm sorry. And I think it's kind of coinciding with the other article because I'm looking at some of the names that are still, that are the same. But she basically says, okay, once again, the holidays are upon us, which means it's time for festive partying with friends and family, sharing gifts and laughter, and getting depressed. That's right. For many people, the holidays bring on feelings of sadness and anxiety that can be hard to shake. According to the National Mental Health Association, reasons for feeling blue around the holidays are numerous. They range from fatigue, a result of all the increased holiday activities, to financial limitations and family tensions. Experts say one of the fastest routes to holiday depression is unrealistic expectations. Wow. And I think in the other article they said the same thing. It says people often hold on to what they remember as an ideal holiday from years gone by and are unable to reproduce it. And I can almost understand it. When I was little, we were up in New York. I was born in New York, so we had the beautiful snow. I lived in Michigan, beautiful snow. I mean, beautiful, breathtaking snow, just especially when it's freshly came down from the sky. It just freshly snowed. I'm sorry. Freshly snowed. I mean, beautiful. And the night is almost not cold, but it's like a warmness. Man, it's so beautiful. And I think about the big, beautiful Christmas trees my mom had and, you know, all of that. And it does bring back, you know, I wish I was little again. So it does. And then you look at how you are now. Things are, in your life now are totally different from, like, when you were little or family and friends that are no longer here. You know, all of that combines together can make you depressed. And, okay, it says, to reduce the high expectations, Hinda Dubin, MD, clinical assistant professor of psychiatry at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, suggested that people be honest with themselves about what they can do during the holiday season. First of all, when you have family coming, you need to take your family, get them together, and tell them, list them off what we can do. This is what we can do. This is the budget we're working with. No matter who comes over, this is what we can do, and we're not doing anything more. That's it. And put your foot down and leave it down. Okay, when you set realistic goals, if your holiday plans require you to run around shopping, going to parties until you're exhausted, and staying up all night to wrap presents, your plans aren't very realistic. You need to pace yourself and get enough rest so that you won't be grouchy and testy, because that's what happens. Once you sit down and tell everybody what the budget is, what's being spent, what's not being spent, then you can enjoy the party. Do all your Christmas shopping early. The best thing to do is do your Christmas shopping early. Get everything out the way, wrapped, ready to go. Put it in the closet, put it up in the attic, wherever. Keep it out the way so that when the time comes, you can just, all of that will be stress-free. Your cooking, make sure you have all the stuff for your cooking, because, you know, you want to cook for everybody. You want to impress. You want to make sure there's enough of everything. So if you do that, I think the best thing to do is start collecting things that you need, items you need for Christmas, in the early part of the year. So all you have to do is unpack that stuff out, put it out, put everything where it needs to be. That would be one stress. But if you get together with the family and tell them this is our budget for Christmas, for whoever we pick gifts for, whatever, this is the budget. We're not going over it. If we get to that point, I think things will run smoothly. Make sure you get enough sleep, because you are going to be going to Christmas parties and everything. You're going to get out, go around different people. You're going to meet people. You're going to probably descend from other people. But you're going to be able to enjoy yourself if you get enough rest. Okay, other factors that can contribute to feeling of sadness around the holidays are memories of deceased loved ones and strained family dynamics. Stepmother, stepfather, divorce, recently divorced, as I said earlier in the other article, stepkids, you got a whole nother step family coming about, you know, the baby mama drama, when I so say that, the papa drama, whatever you want to call it. You got all that, but you guys have to learn to, if you descend and take care of this prior to the holidays and just pre-plan, I think things will work out perfectly. I think I don't have that to worry with. My son's 29 years old. His dad's in New York. We haven't been, I mean, there's nothing, I don't have a need to discuss anything with him because I don't have any little kids with him. So we're good to go on that. And my husband doesn't have any kids, so we don't have that issue to worry with. It says holidays are associated with family and togetherness. Who is also, okay, she said, in today's world of high divorce rates and fragmented family units, stress is commonly experienced as family members attempt to find some compromise in defining shared time. Like I said before, and I will stress this, you need to do all that prior to the holidays. Prior to the holidays. Creating family traditions is one way to bring family members closer together. These traditions don't have to be formal or elaborate. For instance, she recommends visiting a nursing home to help serve holiday meals to some of the residents, or videotaping holiday celebrations and making an annual event of watching the previous year's celebration to be part of everyone getting together. I wouldn't do it, but, I mean, to each his own. It says holiday blues versus serious depression, knowing the difference. The holidays cause many people to feel anxious and depressed in a general sense. But for some, holiday tension can lead a full-blown clinical depression. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, about 19 million adults suffer from depressive illnesses every year. Unfortunately, many people with clinical depression don't seek help, even though depression is a treatable condition. That's something very important. 19 million Americans. That every year. Man. Some people still look at mental illness as a character flaw. The truth is that it is no different from any other kind of illness. If your body couldn't produce enough insulin, no one would tell you to get over it. You need to go to a doctor and get treated for your insulin deficiency. It is the same with mental illness. Now, we're going to talk about symptoms of depression. Below are a list of, okay, let me see, here we go. Symptoms of depression. Persistent, sad, anxious, or empty mood. Feelings of hopelessness, pessimism. Feelings of guilt, worthlessness, helplessness. Loss of interest or pleasure in hobbies and activities that were once enjoyed, including sex. Loss of interest or, okay, I'm sorry, decreased energy, fatigue, being slowed down. Difficulties concentrating, remembering, making decisions, insomnia, early morning awakening or oversleeping, appetite and or weight loss or overeating and weight gain, restlessness, irritability, persistent physical symptoms that do not respond to treatment, such as headaches, the digestive disorders, and chronic pain. Man, isn't that something? Now he wants to talk about how to cope. If you have any of these symptoms, I say to you guys, get to your nearest doctor. Your doctor should be able to refer you to someone that can help you. You have a medical doctor, then you need your psychologist and a psychiatrist. You guys really, really pay attention to this because this is when suicide comes in. Because the feeling of hopelessness and that empty mood that you get can trigger that, okay? It says, don't let all the pressures of shopping, coordinating social functions, negotiating family issues, and missing lost loved ones overwhelm you this holiday season. There are a number of things you can do to keep stress and anxiety and depression at bay. One of the best antidotes for holiday blues is doing something for someone else, and we talked about that, being able to do something for someone else. You guys, we're down to 7 minutes. Man, went by real good. Okay. Volunteer your time this holiday season to help others who have less than you do. Taking the focus off yourself and putting it on others can really make you feel much better. Not only can you help other people, but doing so will add a lot more meaning to your holiday season, and it will make you feel good. I try to give away clothes to our battered women's shelter. I like doing for others. That's just in my blood, no matter what holiday it is. Doesn't matter. Year-round, I love doing for others. That's just me. It says you can also, to help you with the holiday blues, you can also do this. Delegate. Don't try to do it all yourself. People often want to help and be involved. By breaking down tasks and doing them out and dueling them out to friends and family, everything becomes more manageable. Spend some time alone, which we talked about that earlier. Some people love the energy and exuberance of being of big holiday parties and activities. For others, all of it is very taxing. If you find yourself getting a little anxious, take a breather. Find a quiet spot to relax, recharge your batteries. Other people will be so caught up in what is going on that they probably won't even miss you. Let go of the past. Don't be disappointed if your holidays aren't like they used to be. Life brings changes. Embrace the future and don't dwell on the fact that good old days are gone. Don't drink too much. It is easy to overindulge around the holidays, but excessive drinking will only make you feel more depressed. Give yourself a break. Don't think in absolute terms. You aren't the best cook in the world or the worst. You aren't supermom or the most horrible mother in the world either. If despite your best efforts to remain upbeat this holiday season, you find yourself feeling down for a sustained period of time, get help. Don't try to tough it out alone. There are treatment options available to you that could make a significant difference in your outlook. Man. So, that was the article from umm.edu, and that was Holiday Blues versus Serious Depression. Serious Depression lasts a lot longer than Holiday Blues do. And keep in mind, 19 million Americans suffer from this every year, so that's a lot of people. Okay, now I think this one is from the Essence article, and we're down to 5 minutes. The holidays, to steal from the songs filling the air, are a time of joy, cheer, three wise men, and a few our favorite things. It is also a time of heightening feelings of sadness, loneliness, or what is also called holiday blues, which we've already talked about. Several factors contribute to the holiday blues, according to Mental Health America. This includes stress, fatigue, unrealistic expectations, over-commercialization, financial constraints, and inability to be with one's family and friends. Depression does not rise significantly during the holiday season, as found in studies by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Center of Health Statistics. Okay, it says depression does not rise. Nor do suicide rates, as proven by a 35-year study in Homestead County, Minnesota, which found no increase in suicide 3 days before, during, or 3 days after Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, which, as I said earlier, that was wrong. We actually don't have an increase. I thought we did. At one time, we did. It says statistics on African-American women in depression in particular are either non-existent or uncertain, according to Barbara Jones Warren, professor of clinical nursing at Ohio State University. It says part of this confusion is because past published clinical research on depression in African-American women have been scarce. So, they didn't think we were that important. The scarcity is in part due to the fact that African-American women may not seek treatment for their depression, may be misdiagnosed, or may withdraw from treatment because their ethnic, cultural, or gender needs have not been met. As a people of color, we don't have the real experience of dealing with depression yet. We have to realize that sometimes a therapy appointment is necessary to stay sane. Opening up about our problems could help us to beat the depression. We are dying, says Williams, and the most revolutionary thing we can do is to share our story. Isn't that something? During the holiday season, Williams shared some tips to beat the holiday blues, and I think this is probably the same that we talked about earlier. Remember that there are no perfect holidays. Stop pretending and learn to participate. Stop pretending to learn, appreciate what you have. Focus on acknowledging the good moments as they are happening. And I say that, and I'm glad she said that, because you know what? I did something yesterday that I hadn't done in a long time. We have a beautiful yard, and this is not to brag. I'm just saying I was out my yard. It was beautiful yesterday. It was beautiful here yesterday in Louisiana, period, in the area where we're at. And I walked around my yard, and I looked up in the sky, and I looked at the big old beautiful pine trees and the oak trees we have in our yard. I said, oh, my God, we have so much to be thankful for. You know, we don't have a Christmas tree up because I don't do that anymore, and I don't have my house decorated. I don't do that anymore. You know, it's just the idea that, man, we own this. This is ours. This is our property, and I'm just so amazed that we have this. And we're not dealing with a lot of stuff other families are, and I thank God for that. So I was just looking at it, and I was in amaze. I was like, oh, this is awesome, man. I love it. Okay. Stop pretending and learn to appreciate what you have. Focus on acknowledging the good moments as they are happening. Don't opt out the holiday or overspend. Some of us will be back away, will back away from holiday and say, I don't do Christmas as a way of dealing with the fact that they have limited resources. That is not a reason why I don't do Christmas. I just don't do Christmas anymore. Set spending limits for yourself and your children. Careful to spend to fill empty voids and find other ways fulfilling yourself. You know what, you guys, we're running out of time, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish this tomorrow. We will be back tomorrow with finishing talking about the holiday blues and depression and how to handle it. We're down to 1 minute, and I want to say thank you guys for listening. Please stay tuned tomorrow. We'll be talking about the same thing on Through the Eyes of the Black Woman. I want to finish this off with saying happy holidays. And you guys, I love you, and we'll be back tomorrow.
This has been another episode of Through the Eyes of the Black Woman with your host, Salida. We want to thank you for listening in, and stay tuned.